said Gorkha on Trump doctrine, Beijing, Pyongyang, Moscow, Tehran now know America's strength. By Robert Krajicek on January 11, 2020. America's adversaries know there is no worse enemy than the United States under President Donald Trump's leadership, assessed Sebastian Gorkha, host of the America First radio show and former deputy assistant to the president, offering his remarks in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Matt Boyle. Gorkha reflected on his work with Trump's presidential transition team. One of the first things we did on the official presidential transition team working for General Flynn, that great American patriot, and after the election, we were authorized, as transition teams are, to reach out to heads of state who wanted to congratulate the president-elect, and who the president-elect wanted to establish good relations with. Gorkha continued, one of the most important objectives we had, especially in the Asia region, was to assure all of our friends and allies who had been intimidated for decades by Beijing, by Communist China, who were very, very worried after 8 years of capitulation under Obama, who traveled the world apologizing for America. Our job was to reassure them that America is back, not the imperialistic America, not a colonizing America, but an America that follows in the footsteps of that great saying from President Ronald Reagan, that shining city on a hill. Listen. One of the things we, first things we planned for President after the inauguration was an extensive trip through the capitals of Asia, to send a very clear message that we're back, recalled Gorkha. America is led by somebody who believes in America. And as a certain Marine Corps slogan goes, which I used whenever I was on media to explain the Trump doctrine, under the new president, America, no better friend, no worse enemy, and Beijing, Pyongyang, Moscow, Tehran, now know that very, very well. Trump's political ascendance had redrawn previous political fault lines along geographical and professional lines, determined Gorkha, drawing on his experiences during political campaigns events and rallies. Gorkha stated, when I traveled with the president onto various rally sites, I just remember going into places like Ohio, Youngstown, Steel Valley, Ohio, deep Democrat strongholds, and you had salt of the earth middle-class Americans chanting, USA. USA. Drain the swamp. This is one of the most significant things of the last 4 years, concluded Gorkha. The political landscape has been utterly redrawn, and within that the Democrat Party have become the extremists, the party of Antifa, the party of no borders, the party of supporting Iran. Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern or 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.